Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of College Hockey Talk. On today's podcast, I'm joined by freshman from the RIT women's hockey team, Ella Fassett. Ella, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today, and how's everything going?
Thanks. Good. I'm super excited to be here and have the opportunity to talk with you today.
Well, how has your offseason been going so far, and do you have any summer plans outside of hockey or hockey-related? I'm just curious about that.
Yeah, so our offseason was really busy. We had a lot of offseason lifts, and we finished the season with fitness testing before we left for summer, which went well. And for summer, I'm working at a nursing home and through the, I'm from Plattsburgh, New York, so I'm working through the county with the health department for a co-op. With RIT for my dietetic and nutrition program. So I'm really busy taking a summer class and training and skating. So it's probably one of the busiest summers I've had so far.
Yeah, that's crazy, but I'm glad you're doing something though. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
is it hard working in a nursing home? Because I feel like that's something that I personally could not do. It's just too much for me.
Yeah, my first day in the nursing home was today.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, so I just started this week with my co-op. So my nursing home was a lot today. It was very, very busy. But I think it will get a little bit easier once I get more comfortable in there. But it's a lot. So
yeah, that's good, though. I think it's fulfilling work, though, which is important. So
yeah, exactly. And I like to keep busy. Like, I don't like just relaxing ever. So it's good.
I'm the opposite. I need some time to rewind during the summer just because it's a long year. I think I can keep myself busy for sometimes. I think it's important, but I do need that time to sort of balance myself out. I guess the work-life balance thing is sort of what I'm talking about. So
yeah, no, exactly. It's also, yeah. And I have the weekends off, which is nice. And in Plattsburgh, we live on Lake Champlain. So I'm a big boater and big lake person. So that's where I spend most of my time when I'm not working or playing hockey. So,
well, obviously you mentioned you're doing some training this summer. What's something you want to work on regarding your game for the upcoming season?
Yeah. So I think a big thing is puck confidence. I think that's something I've kind of always struggled with growing up, and it's something I've always been needing to work on. So I think I'm just continuing to get better at that. And then also just gain a little bit of weight, especially winning board battles with girls that are a little bit half my size. And I think it will just help me in the overall game, especially the college game now, because it's very, very different from prep school.
And obviously for next season, I always like to ask, do you know your non-conference schedule, and have you had the chance to meet some of your future teammates that are joining the team this year?
Yeah, so I'm familiar with a couple of them. And I do not know my final schedule for next season. I think we're going to Brown, and we're doing St. Mike's again. We're going to Assumption. So there's a couple of them, but it's not finalized yet. And so I've met some, and then back to your question about, future teammates, I've met some of them, and in contact with them, but some of them not in person, but I'm excited for them to get on campus.
That's awesome. And obviously that's kind of cool. We get to play some different teams out East too. Like, I'm pretty sure, exactly. Isn't an Assumption a D3 school?
They're D1 this upcoming fall.
Oh, so okay. I didn't know that. Program.
Yeah. So one of my friends from Northwood is actually on the team. And so it's their first ever game against us. So it'll be really cool to see her and just play that new team. So.
That's cool. That's good for them, though, that they good for you guys to help them out a little bit and play some D1 competition as they get started. So,
yeah, exactly.
Well, I sort of want to transition now and talk about the beginning of your hockey career and sort of work all the way up to where you are today. So, like you mentioned, you're from Plattsburgh, New York. What's it like growing up there, and how did you start playing hockey?
Yeah, so it kind of all started. So my dad played college hockey, and he also coached for assistant for Plattsburgh State men's team. And so it kind of all kind of happened with that, and just like being a hockey family. I just kind of grew up around the game, and also being from Plattsburgh. And as you know, they have a pretty strong Division III women's program. And so just growing up in the city, I've just been kind of surrounded by it and always at the rink. And so I just always I started to skate when I was about 5, and I've just kind of loved it ever since. And I just didn't really want to stop. And I just was, just wanted to keep going. And I, in Plattsburgh, there are not a lot of girls teams. There's actually, when I was growing up, there were 0. And so I played boys all the way up until Bantams. And just youth hockey around here, no like crazy club team or anything. And then after that, my last Bantam year, I got recruited to go to Northwood through a USA Hockey Development Camp. And so, yeah, so like growing up in Plattsburgh, it was kind of hard to get as much exposure. But I think my dad kind of put me in situations where I could get exposed and could have the opportunities that I had. I also went to a East Coast Selects tryout when I was, I think, pretty young, maybe it was before Northwood, so 12-ish. And I played on that team for the summer. And that was kind of my first exposure to what was out there, and girls playing hockey and playing against some pretty good girls in that age group.
Who's your favorite player growing up?
I admire Kendall Coyne because she's super fast, and I kind of idolize that myself. And watching her just skate and just like cause so much havoc on the ice is just something that like I idolize and kind of look up to.
I feel like I admire her more for her off the ice stuff, like what she's doing, like being a manager, being in management in the NHL. And I think being one of the first women to be in management in the NHL and sort of being a pioneer for that. I feel like honestly what she's doing outside of hockey is going to be more impactful than what she's been doing on the ice, which is pretty crazy to say because she's obviously done a lot of cool stuff on the ice too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She is just all around, I think, a good human and also a good hockey player too. So, I think that's probably the one person I idolize the most.
Now, before college hockey, like you mentioned, you played for Northwood. Talk about your prep school hockey experience there, and what's like the best memory you have from that team?
Yeah, so I'm going to be totally honest. Northwood was honestly the best decision I've ever made for my prep school career and going to college. I learned so much, not from only playing hockey, but just the school itself. It's a really small school. There's less than 200 kids that go there. So it's pretty much a mini fam or a huge family, actually, mini community. So it just gave me so many opportunities to become the person I am today, and hockey player, especially. Playing hockey there it started off, I went there when I was 13. In eighth grade. So I skipped seventh grade to go there. And so I started playing competitively there at a really young age, with competing against girls that were 18, 19 years old. So it was a really hard transition for me at the beginning, but I really stuck through it and thought it just helped me moving forward, especially now playing in college. And I would say probably my favorite memory from Northwood was, there's so many, but my last game, we played Gilmore for the league championship and we won. And I thought that was a really, really cool experience.
How did your time at Norwood help prepare you for college hockey with RIT?
How did it?
Yeah.
I would say our coaches put us in a lot of showcases and tournaments, competing against like some of the highest, the best teams in the country, and with girls that are playing college now or about to play in college. So the competition was really high level. So I thought like the speed and just the competition overall prepared me at least.
Now, something I find interesting about your graduating class, at least in high school, was you guys COVID happened like right in the middle of your high school years. And obviously that's a big part, at least in the college hockey landscape, because that's when the recruiting process starts. And that's sort of like, you sort of want that exposure. And obviously it came at the worst time because it's hard to get exposure when everything shut down. So how'd you sort of handle the challenges of the pandemic? And what'd you do during that time off to sort of become a better hockey player?
Yeah, it was literally smack dab in our recruiting year. But I did the most I possibly could to improve my game when there was no ice, no gym. Me and my brother, we made an at-home gym here, and we made a pull-up bar out of a trampoline post, like an old trampoline post. We used paint cans. We literally used all the resources that we could to train when there was really nothing. And we would rollerblade, we would shoot pucks, stick handle. I think with so much time off, it actually benefited me to just like focus on and have all my time or focus so much on like training. And I think that like really helped with like overall like work ethic and just, like you said, just getting better.
Now talk about your recruiting process with RIT and what made you want to go there versus other schools you might have looked at.
Yeah. So my biggest thing with choosing RIT were the coaches. From the moment I talked to Celeste, I knew it was the place I wanted to go. The way that their philosophies that they had for the program and the positivity that they had for the program moving forward and all their everything that they wanted to do to just get the program moving in the way that everyone wants it to go was really, I knew it was going in the right direction. And so I just felt super comfortable with the coaches, and I loved the facilities and the school, and I just felt like it was the right fit for me.
What was like the biggest adjustment you had to make to college hockey? Was it the speed of the game, physicality, or just sort of the less time and space you have with the puck? I assume for you, probably the physicality, since that's something you're trying to work on this summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say the physicality was a big one. In prep school, the girls are not like crazy strong, not super big. So I would say like the size of the girls and like you said, physicality. And I would also say the time and space with the puck was also a big adjustment that I'm also still working on.
Now you got your first collegiate goal against St. Michael's this past year. I want to ask you to talk a little bit about that goal, what it meant to you, and did you get to keep the puck and where is it today?
Yeah, it was a really crazy moment. It was an awesome weekend. It was our home opener weekend. And honestly, I didn't even think the goal went in. It was such a delayed reaction for me. But when I knew I scored, it was just so awesome with all my teammates being just so happy for me. It was a great moment. And yes, I did get to keep the puck. It's actually over on my desk. So
nice. You got to get that framed, I feel like, at some point.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I feel like always the first goal, you remember what it's like, but you sort of never, like, it's sort of just like a sort of a surprise that happens. Like, I remember the very first goal that I scored in hockey. It was like the lamest goal ever. It was like right in the side of the net. I just shot it, and I guess it just went in. I just really didn't realize it. So I feel like most goals, at least most first goals, are sort of kind of fluky in that way.
Yeah, but at least you got your first one. So.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I just feel like it's never like a Connor McDavid, like you dangle through like four guys and then like roof it. Like it's never that. It's always some sort of like just weird goal or weird
bounce. It's always the weird one. And then the ones following are usually better.
Yeah. Well, talk about what it's like playing in the CHA and just the competition you face every weekend. I feel like it's a pretty underrated conference. I hope that at some point that more teams than just one can make the NCAA tournament. But you have some really talented players and teams that you go against every weekend. So what's that like to be a part of?
Yeah, so our league, I think, obviously Penn State is very, very competitive this year, and they've been very, very good in the past couple years. But competing in the CHA, I think, is a really good opportunity for us, at least, becoming a rebuilding program and everything. Going into each game this season, we felt like we could beat each team or compete with them. So it was a really good opportunity for us, especially just thinking about the future for the program at RIT. We just think that even next year that we'll be able to beat some teams and just compete more and start getting wins in our conference, because I think that's one of our main goals, is to compete in the CHA playoffs and all that. So
now, what do you think has been the biggest improvement you made to your game? We've talked about some of the adjustments you had to make, but do you think there was something in your game that you improved on significantly from the start of your freshman year to now?
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing is just like tracking the puck and just becoming and just like kind of using my body to my advantage. Like, I am a smaller player, but I think I can break up plays and cause havoc out there, which benefits our team to hopefully get more offensive chances. So I think that's kind of from the start of freshman year to the end is kind of where I thrived. And just like I said, using my speed to help my team is where I thought I definitely got better.
Now talk about your team's performance from your freshman year and what you took away from that. Obviously not the season, at least not the ideal season that your guys were probably hoping for, but I feel like your record probably doesn't indicate like how well your team played at times. So just talk about what you took away from your performance and how you hope to build on it for next season.
Yeah, exactly. Like it was definitely not the result we wanted going into the season, especially being a freshman. It was hard not winning as many games as we wanted and as many as we thought we would have won. So it was tough, but I'm very, very positive for next year and the work that we're putting in through the off season and the summer to reach our goals of winning more games and competing with more teams. So it was definitely difficult, and it took a lot to overcome too, because it was very hard coming from Northwood where we were winning games, we were competing against good teams and putting up points and all that stuff, to then not winning as many games and then having to overcome those challenges throughout the season. And it was tough, but it's going in the right direction.
Now, obviously your team didn't qualify for the CHA playoffs this past year. What does your team hope to improve on for next season to qualify for the playoffs?
Yeah, I think our biggest thing is just becoming more offensive. I think where we lack is we need to score more goals. But I think we're putting in all the work through the offseason. Our trainer has programmed a great workout program for us this summer to just keep getting better, stronger, faster, which will ultimately help us when it comes the season. So I just think that we're doing everything that we can to get the results we want.
Now, what are your team's goals and expectations for next season? Obviously it's to probably win a national championship, like every team's goal is, but like, is there other goals that might be in your team's radar that fans aren't aware of?
Yeah, I would say ours is just to get to the CHA tournament and compete in our league and start beating teams and just kind of growing the program and going in the right direction that we all want. I think those are our main goals right now, and I think those are very achievable based on what our coaches are preaching and what the girls, with how much work the girls are putting into the program.
So we're now in a segment I like to call the non-hockey segment, where I ask you some non-hockey questions just to get to know you a little bit more off the ice. So the first one that I have is, what music do you like to listen to?
I'm a big SoundCloud lover. I don't really have a specific genre that I like. I kind of just listen to any remix that hypes me up. I don't really like listening to like chill music. I'm more of like an upbeat person. So I would say SoundCloud.
I listen to a lot of hockey warm-up mixes on SoundCloud. Yep. is RIT Women's Hockey on there?
It's not, but it will be. But my friend on our team, she just made two remixes that are very good. So you'll have to listen to those.
I want to hear the warm-up mix, though, at some point. You got to get that out before the season starts so fans can listen to that.
It's a good one. It's a really good one. I think us and the men's team have the same one, but it's hype.
Now, what is your guilty pleasure TV show?
Right now, I'm watching How to Get Away with Murder with my mom. So that one is really addicting, and I would say that's my guilty pleasure TV show right now.
What is that show about?
It's kind of like a Law and Order type show, where there's all these law students and they're trying to figure out these murders and help the prosecutor. It's all this law stuff.
I thought it would be from the opposite perspective, you know, like not from the Law and Order perspective, but from like the defendant's standpoint. You know what I mean? Like, just that's the way it sounds to me.
It's a little bit of both. All right. Yeah, it's a little bit of both. I think it's really interesting. I'm not a big, don't really know a lot about that kind of stuff, but
yeah,
it's interesting and it just keeps going and going. So
yeah, I guess Outer Banks for me, honestly. I don't really watch too much TV shows, but that's a good one to watch. I've been binging it for a little bit, not binging it, but picking my way through it as best I can. I'm not good at binge watching. So I'm really just a sports guy. I don't really watch too much TV, but I'm trying to get through that since I did enjoy that during COVID. So
it was a great COVID show. Yeah, it was really good.
Now, what would the perfect day look like for you?
I would probably say something along the lines of a lake day. Like I mentioned, I live on the lake in Plattsburgh. So we're a big boating family and a big boating community, to be completely honest. Probably water skiing and doing all that stuff, tubing. That's probably what my perfect day would be of.
Yeah, for me, probably just going to a hockey game or a baseball game if it's the summertime. So one of those things, and just hanging out with friends and family and having some
definitely good food after. I want a Canadians game for me.
You're a Canadians fan?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Despite the hat, I'm a huge Bruins fan. So. But I would say at least you guys got a top draft pick. We had a great season and got nothing for it. So at least you got that to yell at us about. So.
Yeah. Exactly. Hopefully it works in our favor.
We'll see next year, though. I feel like the Bruins are going to bounce back. Every team that like Tampa Bay Lightning, for example, they had a similar thing and they won the Stanley Cup the following year. I'm hoping it's the same for the Bees. So we'll see.
Yeah, you never know, but I hope it's not because I'm a
but now let's ask you some questions about some of your teammates. Who's the funniest on the team?
Oh my gosh. Carly Kolsak, she's a freshman. She is, I would say, by far the funniest person I've met and on our team.
And your team has good style, including yourself. You know, Addie Carr has good style. Cameron Brown has good style. Mm-hmm. The Burke twins have good style. Who would you say has the best style on the team?
You're talking about like game day fits.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I would probably say Lindsay Maloney. She comes up with some pretty cool outfits that I've never seen before. Sometimes I like her style a lot.
What is the most interesting thing you've read or seen this week?
I would probably say I went up and watched Northwood's graduation this past weekend, and I got to see all my old teachers and friends and people that were graduating. So it was overall a really good, fun weekend and kind of like a little reunion.
Yeah, I haven't really been paying attention too much to the news. I've been honestly looking at like haircut styles because I'm getting a haircut soon. So that's why I'm wearing the hat, because I feel like it's not looking good right now. So I need to get a haircut. I'm just trying to figure out what works and what doesn't. So that's sort of what I've been trying to accomplish.
Yeah. Searching haircut styles. I get it.
I know people always think like, you know, girls, that's sort of like their thing. It's the same thing for guys too. I just feel like we don't want to admit it or not.
Yeah. You don't want to admit it at all. I get it.
But I will. I want to have good hair for a long time. So, and I want to make sure I'm doing it right. So.
Yeah.
Now, what, if one more non-hockey question, if you could have lunch with anyone in the world, who would it be and why?
I think it would be my grandparents. They live in Plattsburgh, but they have always like been there for me, and I feel like I always just have a good time like talking with them and like doing fun things with them. So I'd probably go to lunch with them. I haven't in a while, so that's probably the people I'd pick.
Nice. Back to some hockey questions now. For all the younger listeners that we have, what advice would you give them on what it takes to be a college hockey player like yourself?
Yeah, I would say just to have fun. I feel like nowadays some people lose that, and it's sad because playing hockey is the most fun thing that you could possibly do on this planet. And I would say just put yourself in the right positions to get exposed if college hockey is the route you want to go. Make sure that you're doing everything in your power to achieve that goal, whether it's working out or skating or whatever it may be. And also do not give up on your goal, because it will work out if you put your mind to it 100%.
Any shout outs you want to give to any of your family members or friends? And who should we have on the podcast next?
I'd probably just say a shout out to my mom and dad for sure. They've dedicated a lot of their time to me to reach my goals, and I couldn't be more happy for the opportunities that they've given me to be able to play college hockey. It's just such an amazing experience that I get to live every single day. And I definitely couldn't have done it without them and their support. And then who we could have on the next podcast? Could it be from anywhere?
Yeah, it can be from anywhere.
Let me think. Oh gosh. you could do, oh God, this is a hard question. Is it okay if I don't know?
I'm trying to think of some people myself that would be interested to talk to you from your team.
Yeah, so. From my team too.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of like good.
I'm trying to think of older girls.
I feel like the Burke twins would be super cool just because like, I don't know. I feel like it'd be cool to have like two sisters on the same team.
Yeah, like Kyla and Jordan, they're twins as well. We have two sets of twins, Kyla and Jordan and the Burks. You could do them and like how it is to play with like your sibling and especially being twins. I always think that's really cool.
Yeah, I just feel like that would be cool. So,
yeah.
Because not many people, I feel like it's super rare to play, like have a sibling in college hockey, let alone having them be on the same exact team as you are like that. Like it's pretty rare. I feel like people don't realize how like rare that actually is. So
yeah, it's really crazy, especially to have two sets of them and they're twins.
Yeah.
It's really unique.
How do you tell the Burke twins apart? I feel like I can't do it unless like they're wearing their jerseys, obviously.
Oh my gosh. I think they look so different. They both, the Bear twins look more alike. But the Burke twins, you can tell them apart when you see them in person for sure.
All right. Well, I just want to say thanks so much, Ella, for coming on the pod. I appreciate your time. It means a lot to myself, and I wish you and your team nothing but the best for next season. Have a great summer, and hopefully get to see you play in person again soon, because I got to do that last year. So it was a lot of fun, and looking forward to another hopefully good year from your team.
Yes, me too. And thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And it was awesome to talk about hockey and just life. So,
sounds good. One step forward and another back. I would never try to fool you. I'm one heartbeat away from going mad. Girl, when you look like that. Closer, I'ma get closer to you. Yeah, got me, baby, got me.